The sermon scripture for today is printed in the bulletin, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's from John. I looked up the word freedom. The very concept of freedom finds its roots in the Bible, in one of the most famous quotes of Jesus, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." According to this scripture, we can only be free by knowing the truth. Our church began in 1882. This building was built in 1924 because the congregation didn't fit into the old building. It was perfectly good, sort of a carpenter's delight building. But they tore it down and built this one. And I don't remember I'm off on a sidetrack already. They exceeded the budget. Whatever they had budgeted to build this, they went beyond it. But anyway, our church began in 1882. 10 years earlier, in 1872, at the urging of George Mitchell, Cadillac had already established its first newspaper, the Clam Lake News. The building, which we know as the newspaper building, was designed by a Chicago architect. I'm going off script again. Also designed by a Chicago architect are the beautiful stained glass windows in the Presbyterian Church, which they bought when they, and that church preceded this one. That church was already there when they did this one. They paid $600 for those stained glass windows over there. Now they've been evaluated. They can't really value them, but they're $1 million, but they're really priceless. So the architect built the newspaper building for the Cummer Diggins Lumber Company in 1909. Most of us have probably been in it for one time or another, but the entry has marble floors, carved oak pillars, oak woodwork, and a stained glass skylight. The building is a historical delight, a treasure, and a true representative of our lumbering day's history. Plus, it has a plaque displaying the First Amendment of the Constitution. This hangs on the wall in the entryway of our newspaper. I took a picture with my telephone, if you can imagine that. We're fortunate in having our own newspaper. Of the 51 daily newspapers in Michigan, only 6 are locally owned and managed. Today's bulletin cover is a photo of the plaque that hangs there. Plaque is a direct quote from the First Amendment regarding the freedom of speech. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. And that's from the Constitution. I got this down at the bookstore for $1.99. The last few pages are held back with a paperclip because that's the Declaration of Independence. But the rest of this little bitty book, a couple of entry pages, that, I'll show you. That's our Constitution. That's what we use to run our country by. There's not a lot to it. It's kind of written in old-fashioned language a little bit because it was written a while back. It helps if you have somebody like the idiot's book that I borrowed to use to read to understand some of what it said, but that's it. That's amazing. Some of it's pretty generic and general, which allows us to be able to run a country for so many years with that as our guide. The First Amendment predates radio, TV, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, but the intent for a free people to communicate and share truth extends to all forms of communication. The aim of the Cadillac News, along with the major newspapers of our day, is to do just that. Help us to know the truth, and so the truth can keep us free. The Constitution, the rules by which we agree to govern ourselves, was ratified by the colonies, or states, in 1787. It was a long, hot summer. I guess we can identify with that. Before air conditioning, the founding fathers, I think you need to imagine them being upstairs trying to thrash out how they were going to put together a constitution. They didn't come from that rock bottom because they had constitutions of some sort or another in the colonies that they came from, but they weren't necessarily all in agreement. So they were in a room like that, figuring it out. The founding fathers were intent on getting a workable constitution together. There was controversy. It wasn't just a bunch of happy pals figuring it out. The colonies were used to their own independent governance. Even though they didn't like the oversight and tradition of King George, they didn't like the oversight and taxation that came from the old country. There was discussion and horse trading, and as they said, it didn't have to be perfect. It only had to be good enough. And so it was not until 4 years later that the 10 amendments, and here's the first one, of course, were added to the Constitution. They thought they should have a Bill of Rights, but they just didn't have the patience and the air conditioning to keep on with it. So they got the Constitution together, and then they added on the 10 amendments later, which is what we know as the Bill of Rights. Much of our day-to-day behavior and the rule of all of our rule of law is outlined in these 10 additions to the Constitution. If you turn on your television, you will be repeatedly exposed to the discussion of some of our rights, especially the First and Second Amendments, freedom of expression, and the right to bear arms. Freedom of expression guarantees our right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and freedom to petition. That is, freedom to get together to express opposition to government action. Those are freedoms guaranteed to us in our Constitution. We can march if we want to. These freedoms, more than any other, keep our country free. Limiting the press, whether newspapers, radio, TV, or electronic media, is a first tool of totalitarian governments. If the people can be kept ignorant, if the press is prevented from communicating, then governing the populace, whether for good or for bad, is easily accomplished. Electronic media is a new tool. More easily than in our old tools, anyone can now say anything and can claim it is freedom of speech. Evelyn Beatrice Hall is the one famously quoted for saying, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." Another famous quote from a 1919 Supreme Court decision is, "It's not okay to yell fire in a crowded theater." Freedom of expression does not cover dangerous speech. We all live somewhere between these two extremes of expression. Extremes abound. Town meetings versus riots. Classic nude paintings versus pornography. The Cadillac News versus the National Enquirer. There are those who are for government control and those who are against government control. On the internet, we have puppies and kittens and terrorist recruitment. How can First Amendment freedom coexist with censorship? Perhaps, like charity, First Amendment freedom should begin at home. We should know the truth. If we can and do know the truth, then it is our responsibility as citizens to support the truth, to do our very best to separate what is true from what is false, to not turn a blind eye to falseness. If we as individuals don't support truth, then falseness will overtake us. It is our responsibility to speak truth. It is our responsibility to support people who support truth. We can do this. The First Amendment says we can. We cannot stay silent when we know the truth is being abused. If we ourselves use our own freedom of speech to bear witness to the truth, speak up about what is false, if we create an honest little space and our own little piece of the world, if we can be unafraid to be honest, that confidence will spread to our neighbor and then to our neighbor's neighbor and onward to all our neighbors. Freedom of speech is one of our constitutional rights. And if we make use of it, and if we resist the abuse of freedom, we will then indeed form a more perfect union. Amen.